On today's Technobabble, we take a tour of my new studio.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, leave your comments, etc. So just do that below the video if you're watching the video. If you're listening to the audio, just drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanCliff. So, you might have noticed that my surroundings are a little bit different. That's because recently my family and I have moved, not very far from where we were. So, it's actually 2 minutes further from the kids' schools, but about the same distance from everything else. Maybe a couple minutes closer to the grocery store. So, really not a big deal. But my new home office is, well, it used to be a carport, I think, and then they enclosed it and turned it into a den or a man cave, or in my case, an office. So I thought that we would talk just a little bit about setting up a studio space, and I'd show you around mine. So when we get to the show you around part, it'll be better on video, but I'll try and describe what I have going on if you're just listening to the audio, which is fine. But in the meantime, let's talk about some nice things to have in a studio space. First off, higher ceilings are better than lower ceilings. Unfortunately, I don't have super high ceilings, so most of what I'm going to be doing is going to be seated. But that doesn't mean that I won't have some stuff that's going to be standing. In fact, I've configured this space so that I can have basically four different sets. Two of them here at my desk where I do most of my work, either facing this direction, or if I'm doing like a live show, like a hangout or a Skype call or something like that, exactly 180 degrees where I'll move the camera to where it's pointing to where the back of my head is right now, because I would turn around and look at my computer. So those are the first two sets. The next one is a set that I've created. I have a fireplace here in this office, and I'll show that to you in just a minute. So I have a fireplace, and I have an easy chair, a recliner, right by the fireplace. And so I thought that would be a great place to shoot some videos as well, nice and comfy. And finally, I have a white muslin, which isn't up quite yet, but when I do put it up, that will give me another set. I've also got a standing desk, which I will do some work at when I am up against the white muslin. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have other plans. So maybe in the future, if things work out and I get more advertisers, more interaction — something's brewing, by the way, so I'll take your prayers on that — then maybe I'll add in a chroma key wall, or maybe I'll, where the white muslin is, I'll also build a little set. Either way, we'll see. And that could even add even more fun to this setup. So, back to what we have in mind. Higher ceilings are better than lower ceilings. Also, quieter is better than louder. So this is on the exact opposite end of the house from the bedrooms. So I can shoot at night and there shouldn't be much noise. I can also shoot during the day when the kids are at school and there won't be much noise. So those are a couple of advantages of having the location here. Another thing that's better is larger rooms are better than smaller rooms. So right now I'm within arm's distance of the camera. I can almost reach the lens without leaning forward, but not quite. Now, in my old space, unless I was shooting from one space, one side of the room to the extreme opposite side of the room, I didn't have that. Here, I'm not even touching the amount of space that I have in this current configuration that you're looking at me right now. So there are all kinds of fun things that I can do just based on switching the camera location, switching the location of my lights. Next week we'll talk about some budget lights options that I have, and some great ways that I can create a totally different look just by making a few small changes in my set. So, without further ado, let me get you just a quick tour. This behind me is my desk. Let me wake up my computer. You'll notice that I do ProPresenter tutorials, and I have three monitors. One for the main output, one for the stage display, and one for the control screen. So that's what I use that for when I'm doing the ProPresenter tutorials. But during the day, I also have one that I keep up on my email, one for web browsing, and then a third that I do miscellaneous tasks on. Right up there right now, you can see a list of show ideas that I have coming up. Now, if we pan over, I'll show you my fireplace. So this is going to be less professional than I normally like it, but here, let me loosen this. This is not the best tripod for doing this, but okay, so this is my fireplace. There it is. That can easily be removed, and it's a gas logs under there. And so to the side, you will see my chair, where I'll do some of my kind of a fireside chat feel. Now, if we turn around 180 degrees from where I was, you'll see my standing desk, and all that junk there, that's eventually going to go away. And I'll have a white muslin sheet up that I'll light to give me that bright background feel. So those are my sets. The white muslin with the standing desk in the foreground, which I can move. It doesn't normally have anything on it. The fireplace right next to the easy chair. Let me adjust this. Me in front of my desk and me at my desk. So those are just four different ways that I can shoot videos. If I wanted to do a fitness video, I've got a weight cage just to the side where I do some of my exercising as I'm trying to make myself better. And I'm really, really pleased with this space. It's not what it's going to be just yet, but in a couple of weeks, you'll start to see some changes, and I think that you'll be surprised what just a regular room can do. If you like this content, if you love the idea of kind of the low-budget way of doing video for churches, then by all means, head over to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There I've got all kinds of church tech gifts for you and a free subscription to my email newsletter. Which reminds me, I need to send one of those bad boys out. So sign up there and you'll get tons of free content from me and a first peek at some of the changes that are coming to make these tutorial videos and some other products available for you. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.